Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 12th edition of Rome Film Festival. I'm in company of Sally Potter, who presents here the party in the Everyone Talks About It section. It's very unusual nowadays to see a film about politics and politicians, and your film is funny, entertaining, but at the same time it's very sharp. Can you comment on that?
I kind of feel that we all have politics in our bodies, you know, not just in the Houses of Parliament or Congress or whatever. It's not something far away and distant. It's something we're all living every day. At this moment, I've also find that I've never been in a situation where my friends, all of my friends, are talking about politics all the time. You know, whether it's Brexit or Trump or what's happening in Spain or something, people are very politically alive at the moment.
So it's not a metaphor?
Yes, it's also a metaphor. It's or a microcosm, you could say, or an indirect way of looking at more specific political issues. But I think in a work of fiction, it's never like a mathematical equation, this equals this, or that symbolizes that. That's when you get stereotypes, caricatures, and stupidity, actually. So I'm trying to be more intelligent about this, about how complicated, how complex humans are in their attempt to live a truthful life.
Why black and white?
Because I love it. Because it's so beautiful, it's so intense, it's so you can do wonderful things with the camera, with extreme light and extreme dark. And it's a kind of abstracted form of reality that we perceive as being three-dimensional. It's to me, black and white is like a kind of miracle of perception between the eye and the brain.
How did you choose the cast?
No, I wrote the script first, trying not to imagine any specific actor, because that can be sometimes like a trap. You go in maybe a little bit in the wrong direction. I tried to make the characters just be who they needed to be. And then I start the exciting process of thinking, well, who could embody this character? What would it look like to have Bruno Ganz, you know, as a healer instead of a Hitler? Or what would it be like to have Kristin Scott Thomas use her capacity for vulnerability and tragedy instead of for being rather posh and, you know, hidden behind a sort of veneer? You know, so it's thinking about these actors and what their qualities are, and then where might we go with that?
While writing the screenplay, were you thinking also about those political scandals happening in England some years ago?
I'm sure that all of those things were in my mind. I was also thinking about, you know, obviously the Bill Clinton scandal that was very, very much in the news, or the various, there have been so many actually, because I think that in public life, political life, the vulnerable area is this very, very, very personal area. That's where people can fall down. I think also maybe the pressures of political life, the pressures of being visible and having to appear to be strong and know everything all the time, creates a kind of need, a need for human connection or sexual connection or something. So it seems to be a trap into which people fall in political life often enough. So I'm sure those things were somewhere in the back of my mind while I was writing.
During the press conference, you said that you were shooting the film while the Brexit was being voted. So how much did that moment affect the whole shooting experience?
Well, we were halfway through the shoot when the result of the referendum came, and people were very upset. The next day they were crying a lot, because this was a very international cast, very international crew, an example of working a life and working and loving without borders. And Brexit is all about bringing up the borders and turning people away and saying no, whereas making a film is all about saying yes and cooperating with each other. So that was the atmosphere. It didn't change the script. The script was already written. We knew what we were doing. But it did make all of us feel that the meaning of the script was more intense because it's so much about division in the story, division in within relationships, division between a man and a woman, or a woman and a woman, or a man and a man, and so on. And Brexit is, you know, is about division. Division of the UK from Europe. So it began to feel, as you were saying earlier, more metaphorical, more metaphorically intense. And some of the actors said to me, Sally, when you were writing, did you feel that you were being prophetic? Were you looking into the future? I said, no, I was just listening.
Would you cast Theresa May for a part on a new The Party?
Actually, no. There's a lot of really good actors, and whilst each politician may themselves be an actor of some description, I think I'd rather work with actors from cinema, thank you.
Do you think that politicians now are living under a bigger pressure than before?
I doubt it. I think that being in a position of power is always a position of enormous pressure and responsibility. I think that there is one different thing now, though, which is social media and this proliferation of imagery. And there's nowhere to hide. You know, everything is constantly being cycled and recycled. And I think that must make being a politician more stressful. On the other hand, it also gives more opportunities to get your message out if you have one.
How did you choose the music?
Well, it's supposed to be the story of Bill's life in a way, the things that he loves, that he listened to when he was younger, a relationship with the rest of the world, you know, with Cuba, with Latin America, with black jazz and so on and so forth. I have to say it's also music that I love personally, but which I felt would give very specific colours to this very English story.
A writer always puts something of himself in his or her work. Where are you in The Party?
I hope that I'm everywhere and nowhere, because it's not a self-portrait, but you have, as to a writer, I think your first duty, if you like, is to try to imagine yourself in the shoes of other people who are completely different than you. That's how to make the characters really live. And it's interesting. It's interesting to imagine, what is it like to be a man with a serious illness? What is it like to be a banker who everybody hates? What is it like, you know, and so on. And so, what is it like to be pregnant with three babies? Whatever. And I think that's the key, is to find the common humanity, which means, of course, there's a little bit of me in all of them, and there's a little bit of all of them in me, and vice versa. We are all part of each other.
Do you believe that democracy is finished, as the film states?
No, I don't believe democracy is finished, but I think democracy's got a lot of problems. and Brexit is an obvious example, because only less than 60% of people voted, and only 50% of the 60% voted to leave, which means the vast majority of people did not help make the decision. And so suddenly democracy doesn't seem as if it's really representing the people.
Who's the character in the film that you're the more attached to?
I love all my characters equally. No, but I really do. I really, really do. I love them all. I feel they're great, and I love the actors who played them, you know. So at different moments, I felt affection for different ones. I find it changes. Each time I look at the film, I have a different relationship again, even with the material that I wrote, shot, edited, and so on. A different appreciation. For example, you know, I very much like the character of the healer, Bruno Ganz, who starts out being a kind of a fool, speaking in clichés, New Age clichés, but by the end, he's the only one who's kind to everybody. So I think he's interesting. I think Cillian Murphy's, it's so interesting to have a character who is apparently bad, you know, cocaine, gun, all the rest of it, but in the end is very, very human and very vulnerable. And then I think Kristin Scott Thomas, every time I look at her, actually, I have more admiration for her complete lack of vanity. She has no vanity. she just completely, with courage, goes into some very, very difficult spaces. And that's interesting to see.
Thank you, Sally Potter, for being here with us and talk about The Party, screening at 12th edition of Rome Film Fest in the Everyone Talks About This section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.